I can't stand that. So as soon as I brought my ass in this car, my radio, because my husband got me a new radio earlier this year. And as soon as I got in my car, it started recording, played the music. And I was in the middle of talking to y'all. What in the flying? I'm not even sure where I left off at because of the audacity. The audacity. I gotta figure out how to. No, because then I'm gonna be mad when I get in the car and they don't play my music. So, yeah. I just gotta be aware. That's another thing. You gotta be aware of your business and art that you play in. And when I say business, I mean all things business. Like, for me, business can be taking care of your family, that's taking care of your business. Taking care of your household, that's taking care of your business. Taking care of your mental, that's taking care of your business. Taking care of your self-care, that's taking care of your business. Taking care of your goals, that's taking care of your business. So, to me, when I say taking care of your business, it's kind of like in the Smurf world where it's just like, it just means, like, no, I won't say Smurf world, that's dumb. More of an adjective, like, it's anything of the doing. It's anything of the doing. I'm not afraid to show y'all that. I make mistakes. Another reason why I don't do edits. I am going to say something that may sound like Ebonics. I'm human. I'm black. We have a different language that our counterparts don't want to acknowledge, but, I mean, you know. So, like how they got Blanglish, make it a better language. Ebonics is a language. But that's moving y'all on stuff way different. Ooh. They done got the road fixed. But they always fixing these roads. Oh, that's like, I like that about this little place that I live at. Brand new asphalt. My shit feel good driving on. They make sure that they use their business right off appropriately. Like, wait a minute, how many years? Oh, okay. And the lifespan is what? No, okay. Wrap this shit up. As soon as it's 75% depreciation, let's go ahead and start getting some quotes of somebody who's gonna fix this. As soon as 75% of the allowance has been taken. That year, the next year, you are already looking into, okay, you're going to come out and fix this. Oh, man. Oh, what in the raggedy basket? Who's going to hit the basket? I'm tired, Joan. I'm tired. I basically had to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning in California time. Every day I was out there.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is Cassandra. Hey, y'all. I am back in California after being in the eight towns up. Peace, Bill. Oh, man. I had a ball, baby. For the people who showed up to the function over the weekend, you know who you are. I know you got some epic stories to tell. For the folks who didn't, you're bad. You missed the whole fucking vibe. And I'm not about to apologize for my cousin. I'm not. I am not. Like, so much happened, transpired over the weekend. Shit, right before the weekend, to be honest with you. Everything started, for me, stuff started on Thursday. Not including all the pre-stuff before, as far as getting ready, getting outfits and stuff. Baby, I was out there meeting celebrities. Hey, like people who, like real life celebrities, people who done been on TV and all of that good stuff, rubbing elbows to elbows. Look, people who got some serious connections. Here I go with the heck of shit. If you know, you know. Look, if you know, you know. If you don't know, let me put you on if you're new to me. Because I am Cassara, the creator of The Nail Shop. Also, the creator of Cassara's Nail Creation. That's how you can be able to find me on Instagram. That's how you can be able to find me on Facebook. Ruby, you better not take yourself outside. And one thing about this show, we don't do none of that edited stuff. You're going to get that real. I said don't go outside. See, I taught my dog to go outside, how to open up the door. And she be taking advantage of me. She don't think that I won't go out here and get her. Like, I said no outside. My dog is an inside dog. You went outside already. Man. And I've been gone. Oh my goodness. I missed everybody. I missed my dog. I missed my husband. I missed my kid. All the way until I got back home and I had a kid. Oh! Is that a new... Oh, what the hell up? See, while I was gone, they've been out here doing irresponsible stuff. I ain't been home that long. I got home, like around 6 o'clock last night. Ooh, that coffee hot. Ooh, that just burnt my tongue. I got home around 6 o'clock last night. And after doing all my hugs and kisses to everybody... Like, I just about to, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking at. Okay. They couldn't clean up my house while I was gone, but they was able to go buy Nintendo Switches. There's all kind of new shit around here. I don't see nothing for me. If they would have cleaned up the house, I wouldn't even be fucking tripping, dude. See, and let me tell y'all a story, okay? Bam. Let me get back to my introduction for the people who don't know me. My stuff is unedited. I give you the raw, the real, the deal. I let you guys know that this entrepreneurship stuff is no joke. I give you guys the back, kind of like the back door inside scoop of what it is to really be a damn entrepreneur and what it is to make your own money out here by yourself, not knowing no roadmaps, none of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I also, every now and again, we kind of veered off from that, but I will every now and again get to talking about some reality TVs or any pop culture stuff that's going on at that moment that I seem deemed interesting, but somehow, somewhere, it's going to lead back to business. So, booyah! That's who I am. Like I said, unedited, raw. You gonna hear, so if you hear background, you hear the blinkers. Yeah, cause I'm in my car. You hear me yelling at my dog. You hear me yelling at my kid. You hear me fussing at my husband. This is real life, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of that. Let me put some contouring on there and let me blush it up. Nah, I'm giving you the crest in the eyes. You need to go brush your teeth. High content. Bam. That's who I am. So, back to my little story, right? So, because I was out there for a week. Oh, my goodness. And everything was fine until the day before the last day I was there. And, oh, baby, I was missing home, right? But I was like, you know what? Don't, you know, a lot of being in this entrepreneurial life is talking to yourself mindset, making sure that your mind is right, right? So I was like, okay, I'm not about to bring no negativity with me. This is me. I can change it. I'm in control. Like, yada, 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 right? So I stopped missing on my folks because I knew I was going to see them. And when I finally seen them, that somehow, somewhere, they was going to piss me off. So don't even get to missing their asses too much, right? So booyah. Booyah. Yeah, yeah. Shabooyah. Roll call. Hey, okay. My name is Niecy. Yeah, known as Kasara. Okay, I'm about to give you what some fire content. Okay. Okay, let me stop playing with y'all. So I get home, I walk through the door. Okay, so when we get is you gotta walk through the laundry room to get through the house first, right? And then you go through the hallway and yada yada. I get in my house and I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers ain't clean, not a day. They all late. Now mind you, I was fucking like breaking my neck to make sure shit was right for them when I left, right? This house is a motherfucker. So, all right, don't worry. Don't get the fussing. Go get everybody names and kisses. I miss you. Hug me, touch me, all the good stuff, right? So, I'm in the bed. Like, you know, watch TV. Comfortable, because you know you miss your bed when you be gone for a long time, right? And if you don't know, got to find out. It's a good and bad feeling at the same time. Anyway, so bad. The kid. Oh, goodness. I started off with him. No. My husband. I started off with him. Because he was like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that while you're gone. And yada, 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 yada. That shit didn't get done. Granted, he was sick. You hear how I said that? He was sick, so like he wasn't feeling good. But, y'all, now that I'm home, now you see why I'm telling y'all this story. And I'm seeing the Nintendo Switches. I see all this new shit. It's like, nigga, you wasn't see. You wasn't so sick that you couldn't go out here and go get all the goodies. Like you went shopping though. You know what I'm saying? Like you went shopping. You was well enough to shop, is my point. So yeah. So everybody had a little piece of my mind last night, right? Except for the dog. The dog was the only one. And I was like, she gonna do something. And that's why you heard me say, Ruby, don't do me. But now the whole house been cussed out. I'm officially home. Yay! Just like you're welcome. back to Atlanta. It was just with the business doctor order, let me tell you about it. I wish I could drink my coffee. I put it in there a little bit too long. Shit burnt the hell out of my tongue. I ain't gonna have no Facebook for like the next week. Goodness. And it's making me mad walking through this house because they didn't give no damn, but okay. So what am I gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm start putting my stuff up for my trip. That's what I'm gonna do. I had washed my clothes while I was down there just so it can make it easier for me when I came back home. Because I can't stand chores happen when I come back home. Like, I just want to relax. Because traveling, I don't know about y'all, but traveling to me is so daunting and draining. Traveling is draining. Stepped on this girl biscuit. It's draining. I started my day off at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and ended it 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So what would that be? 9 p.m.? No, I didn't even get into the bed for 10. I didn't go to bed until, because that was just when I sat down. I didn't get home until after 6. Oh, geez. So, yeah, I can't even do that. That's traveling, man. I'm still trying to recover. My head hurts. Had a little bit of the lag. Just a little bit. My husband was making fun of me, saying, see, I keep telling you work trips are draining. Because I always want to go with him on his work trips.
So take me.
And his thing is, I don't go on work trips to spend money. I go to make money. And if I take you, I got to spend the money. Which he's not lying. Because somebody got to pay for me to get out there, and I'm not going to do it. So, I mean, if I paid for all my stuff, he wouldn't care. I'm like, go ahead, come. You want to come? I ain't going to stop you going nowhere. But I don't want to pay for my own stuff, and that's the conundrum. That's the conundrum. I met some awesome women. Awesome men. But some awesome women that were so supportive. So encouraging. I prayed with some women. Like, more than a few, to be honest with you. Like, I had a couple little kumbaya prayer moments. Stop playing with your girl. That was nice. That was nice. I flew in all by myself, and I was welcome on. From the East Coast business women, it was, oh my goodness. Mwah. I couldn't have asked for anything better. Your girl slayed. I had to go dress to have them in the choco. Do you hear me? It was that dress I was telling y'all about when I was like, oh, I got a gift for it for my dress. It's custom and blah, blah, blah. Cha! Chale. Go. It's not on there yet because I'm going to post this podcast, but you got to follow me on Instagram because I am going to be posting that go dress and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about, baby. I had to mend it. Oh, with that dress.
Oh, man.
Yo, girl was out there. Every day I had something good and slayed, okay? I had me something. When it comes down to traveling and going places, I'm going to make sure that I'm dressed right, you know? Because, like, when I'm at home, to me, you might catch me outside trying to, you know, going to go get something from the store looking a little raggedy. You know, my edge is not done. But damn it, I'm home. I'm trying to do something quick. You know, I own two businesses. I'm a two-time business owner. Like, at the same damn time, and they both thrive. And I don't even include my podcast, which I have thousands of minutes. I got to see what my new analytics are for this year, but 2022, thousands of minutes have been recorded by me, okay? So, I'm not even including that. Your girl be out here doing her thing, so appearance-wise, when it come down to hopping to go run an errand real quick around the community, no. You might catch me, but, like, when it comes down to, like, going to church, I'm going to be right. Your girl going to be right. When it comes down to going to church, I think I said that already. I'm going to be right. If I get invited to, like, a gathering or something, I'm going to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to disappoint. But going to the post office, dropping off packages, shit. Mm-mm. You're going to catch me in some goddamn sweatpants. I'm going to be out here looking real up. Ask me if my excuse is I'm married. My man gonna let me anyway. My man gonna kiss me anyway. Edge is not done and all the other stuff. So, oh well. No makeup on. Oh, these are my chargers. I need to put this up somewhere else. I was out there giving out Kasara's Now Creations products. I gave out full size products. I gave out smaller sample size products. Like, we was out there flopping. Let me tell you about it. And it was, there you go. That's why I couldn't find it. Well, I would be darned. I overpacked per usual. Overpacked. My bad. But I didn't know what I was going to need at any given time, and I was going to be gone too long after half, man. So, I need it. I think all the rest of this is his. Get my man back his stuff, because he already was like, I want him off. That's probably why I didn't take it out. I was scared I was going to lose it. He was like, this is an expensive charger. Or a power bank, or whatever the hell he called it. Whatever he called it. Excuse me, mama. Today is a chill day for me. Even though I'm sitting up here not chilling, and I'm walking around taking care of business. But hey, I really, really gotta make sure that's a part of running a good business is making sure you're doing your self-care. And I recognize that I was gone for a while. I had a long last 2 weeks. And all of that, you got to take a time out. You know what I'm saying? Chill out. You ain't got to be running on max on go all the time. I need a banana. That's how you burn out. That's how you want to give up. So, I do need to eat. I haven't eaten since yesterday. Yesterday. Oh my gosh. And I need to go shopping. I think this is a BIT. See what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Because I'm about to throw me on something and go run up to this store, and that's just going to be what it is. Because you know that it was not no cooking leftovers, nothing for me. I ain't do none of that. I think I got a granola bar or something. Like, I had more food when I was by myself. Like, I made sure they had all the goodies of food and shit. Y'all. And see, that's another thing I be preaching on here. You gotta know how you operate. You gotta know how you function. I know for a fact that I need, I need food. I'm not saying no whole lot, but I gotta be able to have my little snacky snacks, knock off the hunger type stuff when need be. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, because I'm gonna get a fucking migraine. I had suffered from migraines since I was in single digits. So, and when you, suffer from migraines that long, you eventually get led down to a migraine class where they teach you how to like record, journal your migraines so you can figure out at what point in the day the migraine actually got caused. So I did that so long ago and had that underneath my belt that I pretty much know what my triggers are when it comes down to things that have set off migraine attack. Gotta be mindful, using that mind to make sure that I'm not making my own downfall, right? Because I want to be successful. I can't say I want to be. I am successful. I want to stay successful. I like that better. Yeah. So, if y'all see me out in the streets right now, my hair cute. I mean, I guess I match, but I really don't match. I just got on what I got on. But I need to go take care of this business so I can function. Even though I'm taking a break today, I'm taking it more easy than I would another day. Easy for me, what I call easy, right? I gotta make sure that I can function. A lot of people, a problem with either starting or finishing something is that they psych themselves out of it at some point without realizing it. I'm not saying that there's not other circumstances that can come in and like tools, resources, you know, as far as capital, community, and things of that nature. But, ooh, my head hurts. A lot of it comes down to lack of execution. Because at some point you told yourself, oh, I can't. I can't because of X, Y, Z. So, you put yourself in this position to where you don't. Let me see. I don't want to use none of these. Hold on. I got to change over my stuff on my wallet. So I can use the right sources. Now, that's not the card I want to use either. I gotta come up with my game plan. That's another thing that people don't have is a game plan, or don't know how to formulate a game plan. Gotta have a game plan. Gotta have a plan, period. Because if you don't have a plan, you're going to fail. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know what the next step is. Ow! Oh, my kneecap. Oh, my kneecap. That's what I see. Now, come on now. I don't want to use this card. Oh, jeez. I don't want to use cash. Where is that credit card? Where is it? Did I hide it from myself? Because I sure will hide some shit. Is this shit right here? I think this is it. Yay, that's it right there. Okay, cool. I understand cash is king, but other people's money is fucking lovely. Other people's money is lovely. Now, I'll give it back. 0% APR, I give it back. That's why I was trying to be cautious on the one that I was using, because I want to use the one with 0% for the next 18, something like that. Rather than the other one. Hold on. I got this headache. I'm going to have to just go up in there and go get some stuff to knock off this hunger and go back. Make it like a drive through. Oh, I need a Powerade. I told y'all about my energy. Y'all going with me? Hey, how you doing? Coffee. How you doing? It's not going to last much longer anyway. I've been making sure I keep things short and sweet. People don't have the same type of attention span that used to be required back in the day. Things like TikTok and Instagram with these damn 2-second ass videos made everybody be like, next. So, to actually sit back and indulge is something that a lot of people don't want to participate in. Yeah, I need to take the man's car. I'm just gonna go get a couple things. Like I said, so I can function. I'm at home. Oh, shit! I ain't gotta take his car because he didn't park behind me. Look at that. Let me put these man's keys back. And I know I got some gas. Oh, damn, running around. I was doing before I had to leave, boy. It's amazing to me as a black woman to think that we need it when it comes down to making sure stuff is right. Like our edges. If it wasn't for the fact that my edges had to be laid down, I don't know why that bothers me so much. Like, women really do judge other women if you're based off of your edges. For me, it used to be, well, growing up, it used to be the back of your neck if you had hair in the back of your neck. You bald-headed. Now, I guess it's edges or not. Oh, shit. Oh, y'all, I'm back in California. Back in California. I found out that in ATL, there is a whole lot of violence in the African American community. I did not know that. I didn't know. It's a very small. It's a very small community. I don't know why. Oh, then I found out that nobody lives in Atlanta. Everybody lives on the outskirts of Atlanta. Found that out. Nobody lives in Atlanta. That's what everybody kept telling me when I was out there.